Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. According to the nonpartisan research nonprofit Prison Policy Initiative, California imprisons a higher percentage of residents than almost any democracy in the world, an exception being the United States. One example is that our state has an incarceration rate more than four times that of the United Kingdom, a prison population that is overrepresented with people of color, especially the Black community, which makes up 6% of California's overall population, yet comprises more than four times that when it comes to the state's incarcerated population at 27%. These numbers have far-reaching ripple effects once sentences are completed, from job opportunities to even housing. But there is a solution across Cal State campuses offering education as a gateway to avoid reincarceration. Back in 2016, the RAND Corporation found that individuals who participate in educational programs while in prison are 43% less likely to return to prison. Project Rebound was created in that spirit. The program began at San Francisco State University by a former inmate who became a college professor, John Irwin. The program has now expanded to over 14 Cal State campuses, including Sacramento State. I spoke with Aaron Green, who's a former student turned director of Project Rebound at Sac State, as well as current student Desiree McFarland, about how the program is working to help those formerly incarcerated achieve their higher education goals and avoid reoffending. Well, Aaron, I want to start with you. Talk to us about how you became involved in Project Rebound.
I became involved with Project Rebound while I was incarcerated in 2012. I went to prison for, you know, some really, really poor choices that I had made. And I got introduced to the program and I found out that there was a space that we can actually change things up. The guy that came in was a drug and alcohol counselor. He was bringing in the program, SAP. And he was talking about how he went after prison to get his education as a drug and alcohol counselor. And I was like, okay, and you've been to prison? And he said, yes. He had a G number. And he would always remind us that he had been to prison. He got out of prison, got an education, and was able to come back in. And he was making a good living. And he told us about Project Rebound at San Francisco State University and how he had went there and got his degree. And, you know, he was making really good strides. So he told us just to sign up if we wanted to go into education. And he gave us a flyer with the information for Project Rebound, and I took it to heart. And on that day, I decided that my life would be different. I was going to go get an education. I wasn't going to be told that I couldn't do it. I got my GED while I was in prison. After I got my GED, I became the college clerk. I had scored really high. I almost got a perfect 4,000 on the GED test. And I became the college clerk and started reading all of the books, advising students on what classes to take inside of the, you know, written correspondence courses, and just had that fire inside of me that I really wanted to do something different. Got one of the highest paying jobs on campus, or on the prison yard. I call it campus because it was inside of the school. 33 cents an hour was a huge sum. Most people earned 8 cents. So I knew that I was already working towards something because I was doing something with education. And that's how I got introduced to Project Rebound.
That exchange that you had with that individual was so pivotal in really opening up really the horizon of possibilities that you viewed for yourself.
Yes, it was a game changer, because prior to that interaction and that conversation, I thought I was always going to either be a drug dealer or, you know, a petty thief that would go out and take stuff from stores. And I didn't know anything other. I didn't go to school. I didn't graduate from sixth grade. I left sixth grade in the middle of sixth grade and did not go back to school after that. So education wasn't something that was pushed upon me as a child. I didn't have parents there to tell me you gotta go to school. And the county didn't care. You know, it was just stick them in detention, just stick them in detention, just stick them in detention. Instead of saying, okay, how do we fix the problem? It was all about just let them go, do whatever they want to do, forget them.
You also said that, you know, there was this fire inside of you that really was lit and ignited when you had that conversation and devoted your life to education and now helping others. Where did that fire come from if you didn't have that framework as a child for education?
My kids. So I have a son and a daughter, and I wanted to be different for them. I wanted to be able to give them a different life. And I constantly thought about how I didn't have somebody. How could I push education on my kids to make my kids want to be something different so that they weren't going back into prisons and they weren't getting in trouble? So that's where that fire really lit up. It was like, I want my kid to say, that's my dad and I'm proud. Another piece of it was probably the conversation that my father had with me in a letter in 2007 when I was in prison. The letter stated, it's time for you to grow up. By the time you receive this letter, I will be dead. Become a man. So that thought process and how I had continuously let him down over and over and over again by making these horrible choices, how could I ever make him proud?
And now you're the director of Project Rebound at Sacramento State, coming full circle. How do you describe Project Rebound to people who aren't familiar with it?
It's a transformational program. It helps a person transcend all of the negative consequences of life and achieve a new goal and a new standard of living. It is the number one equalizer, because something that can't be taken away from you is your education. So when I talk to people about Project Rebound, it comes straight from the heart. I've been through the program. I was a student in Project Rebound. I was a student assistant, a graduate student assistant, an outreach coordinator at California State University Bakersfield, and now the director here. So it's like when I tell somebody about it, it's something that has helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students to realize a different path in life. This is the open door to society and reentry. People will accept you, even if you have a bad past, once they find out that you've changed your situation and how hard you had to work to get where you're at. You know, going from no education, no sixth grade education, to a master's degree in psychology with a 4.0 is an amazing feat. And I'm not the only one. There's, you know, hundreds of us.
And the track record is impressive. According to the Cal State University system, the retention rate for students who are part of Project Rebound is higher than students who are not. What does that mean to you?
That the program is working. We have, first and foremost, we dedicate ourselves to whatever we do. Normally, individuals who commit crimes fall under this process of the strain theory, right? You're going to do whatever it takes to get what normal society has, unfortunately, through unconventional methods. And a lot of our people have put a lot of time and effort into committing their crimes. And then they see that there's a different thing. They don't want to go back to prison. So they put that much energy back into education. We have a program that assists individuals. We're there. It's an each one, teach one policy. Our cohorts are extremely strong. We maintain contact to make sure that, you know, our retention is high, as well as the GPAs of our students, just their drive to be educated once they get that taste of education.
Get bit by the bug.
Right. And it is. When you get an A in your first class or you get a B in your first class when you've never had education, it's a game changer. It's like, oh, wait, I can do this. You know, not that we don't fall, pray to the, you know, do I belong here thought processes, but we know that we're good at what we do. It's that extra work.
Yeah, and also looking at the Cal State website when they were talking about recidivism and reoffending, it's at zero for students that are at Project Rebound, correct?
Yes. It's negligible is what I would say. It's like so low you can't even see it. You know, there might be one. And it's usually something that has to do with a technical violation. No new crimes. Most of our students don't commit new crimes at all. It does, you know, they say that it's at a 0% recidivism. When you look at, you know, this area, of course, the Central Valley has approximately 76% recidivism. The state of California is 46%. The United States in whole is 66%. And we don't have any of our students. I've known of none so far that have went back to prison.
Desiree, I want to turn to you because you're now part of the program. How did you become familiar with Project Rebound?
Thank you. Yes. First off, I got started at Project Rebound through a recommendation through another Project Rebounder. of course, I won't name him by name. He knows who he is, and he's probably going to be listening to this because it is an each one teach one policy. When I stepped into the office, I really didn't know what I was looking for. I actually met the person through another fellowship, which also works with institutions in and outside of the prison system. And he made a recommendation. He said it would be great for me. So I walked in, and this was just before Aaron got here. So this was our prior director, Andrew Wynn. And I met the first student assistant, Mr. Corey, and I just felt so welcomed right from the jump. And Project Rebound truly cares about their students. From the time I walked in and met Andrew Wynn, I expressed my enthusiasm. I told him about my background, and he immediately saw that I was passionate and driven to succeed, and asked me if I needed a job.
Yeah. I mean, inclusion and acceptance is invaluable and so profound, and we don't always get it in our lives. I would imagine that was just so instrumental in you sticking with it.
Definitely. First off, when you get to Sacramento State, I'm born and raised in Sacramento. I think it's funny and something that is somewhat surreal to be sitting here right now talking about this, because there was a time in my life through poor choices and, you know, self-doubt and whatever else comes along with these types of poor choices, that Sacramento State was just a dream that I thought would never come true. And through the assistance of Project Rebound, Nehemiah, our outreach coordinator, Gunnar Johnson, the other outreach coordinator, and Aaron Green, now here, I'm actually going to be stepping into applying for graduate programs, and that's just a dream I never even thought could happen for me. So Project Rebound is truly transformational.
What are you going to be studying?
I have three different ones that I'm looking to attain. Criminal justice, of course, psychology, and or in my field of communications.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You know, when listening to Aaron, you know, and him talking about how, you know, he didn't realize education was a possibility, you know, at such a young age, at such a formative age. Was that the same for you? What was your journey and your relationship with education?
Yes. Well, my journey was a little bit different. Being born and raised here in Sacramento, you know, I am a biracial woman. My father is African-American and my mother is Caucasian, mixed with a couple of things in between. But so he was a hardworking military man. Education was always pushed upon us. And I have a sibling who we just went in opposite directions. And so I was always really in love with education. And I went through my formative years, and unfortunately, some things happened. My parents decided to part ways at a pivotal time in my life, and I was 12 years old. And at that time, I didn't have any other guidance or anybody really pointing me in a direction that I felt I could take that information and use it. I was in a very vulnerable state, and it was at that time I started making the worst of my decisions. And eventually, I, of course, finished high school. I actually finished high school early. I graduated at 15. I skipped up. I was an overachiever. And without the tools to be a functional person through a dysfunctional society, I continued to make errors. And those errors ended up landing me into a jail. And but I overcame that, and I didn't actually go back to school until 2017. After life happened, you know, I got a job in a private sector, worked, you know, without my college education, and realized that I was being underpaid. I was never going to make as much as my educated peers, and I was never going to break the socioeconomic barrier without a degree. And so when I decided to go back, I had originally just wanted a certification. And again, I didn't come into Project Rebound until I transferred to Sacramento State, which was disappointing, because if I would have known that there was a subsidiary of any kind, I would have definitely been on board. But I didn't learn that information until I got here, you know? And so now that I'm here and I transferred in, my passion for academia was unlocked after my first class, after I got 100% in my class, and I realized that I knew so little, and I dedicated myself to learning as much as possible.
Given that you had already transferred to Sac State and then you were connected with Project Rebound, in terms of support and resources, what did Project Rebound offer you that if you still didn't know it existed, but you were still a student at Sac State, would be lacking?
Oh, my goodness. Well, number one, as a student, transferring in, the process in itself is very jarring. You know, the application process and, you know, you get the checklists and, you know, I'm also a parent. I have children. And so, you know, everybody has lives. As I transferred in, I saw just a streamlined focus. Your thought process isn't really on organizations and whatnot until you get closer to knowing that you will be here. I was fortunate to have a very, very beautiful person guiding me at Folsom Lake College, my student counselor, and she still works there. And she encouraged me to get involved with the Black Student Union here at Sac State. She graduated from Sac State, and she also encouraged me to reach out to the Martin Luther King Junior Center. And so those were the original two that I had thought of just, you know, off of the reference, but it just so happened Project Rebound was on the same floor, and I felt I was being guided in that direction. So once I got there, I was offered vouchers that I didn't know about, resources to use on campus for food. The CARES department is phenomenal. ASI Children's Center was one of the areas that, yes, it's in the planner, but until you get involved, you don't realize how deeply ASI is involved with helping other students. And so once I started picking up pieces of information along the way through the CARES department, through, you know, meeting different people that Aaron and Nehemiah had introduced me to, I was fortunate enough to learn some of the processes. And I can definitely say as a student, we could have more access to the resources that could help with housing, especially food, the pantry. These are things a lot of students just don't know about because we have so many other things that we have to do just to get ready to be here.
It can be overwhelming.
Definitely.
Yeah, for any student. I think a lot of people can relate to that. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Aaron Green and Desiree McFarlane about Project Rebound, a program offered at Cal State campuses, including Sac State, for those incarcerated or previously incarcerated that allows them to achieve higher education and avoid reincarceration. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We're going to continue this conversation in just a minute.
You might be the loneliest person in the world. You'll never be as lonely as me. Yes, you might be.